You know, for me personally, I have fond memories of Eazy-E. Like I said, I thought he was kind of a cool cat. My funniest story with him was when he came to the radio station. We decided to bring his crew and go trick-or-treating in a gated community called Black Hawk. And I had a crew of people that were made up of mostly Tongans, who were like, you know, Samoans, just a different ethnicity. So we had about 10 people, and then Eazy had his bodyguards, including the two twins. There must have been about 20 people, all big guys, right? And we all go to this place called Black Hawk, which is a ritzy, gated community. And we announce on the air that we're going to bring Eazy to go trick-or-treating. So we drive out there, and when we get there, somebody lets us into the gate. And it's a guy in a white car, convertible, who has a beard. And it's not until we get in there and we're following him to his house that we realize this guy is not really a full-grown man, but a high school kid. And when he got there, his mom comes out and she sees all these Black and Samoan or Pacific Islanders outside. And she's freaking out. She's like, who are these people? And the guy's like, Mom, this is Eazy-E, you know? And the mom goes in front of him, you don't bring people like that to Black Hawk. And so we're on the air broadcasting, and Eazy shouts to him, goes, hey, Scott, why don't you come over? Because we're about to go do a drive-by. And the mom started freaking out. And what was funny about that was she called the police. But while we didn't know that she had done that, but Eazy was asked on the air what he thought of Black Hawk. And then all of a sudden he started having a very serious real estate conversation. And he was talking about the price that you pay versus the amount of acreage you get in Black Hawk. And he had this whole conversation, and he came to the conclusion, he goes, this is the type of place where people are probably selling their homes or being foreclosed on, which was actually true at the time, right? And so it was kind of blowing everybody away that he could get really serious and have this whole discussion about real estate. And he said he would never buy a house there because he wouldn't get enough land for his money. And so just as he was concluding that, the police in Black Hawk, they drive golf carts. They drove up and they escorted us out of the place. And, you know, we followed, you know, the caravan of us left. And, you know, we went back to the station, and then the community, the homeowners association, wanted to sue the station, said that we had trespassed and all that. But that was kind of funny, and that was actually probably the last time I saw Eazy in person. But it's always a funny story, and he was